25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 4th. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they had ended, he became hungry. Luke 4, 1 and 2. Devotional. From Jesus' baptism to the dry and lonely desert wilderness, he carried the Spirit with him into this experience. This was a necessary experience for him, and while we may not understand every reason, one thing is for certain. We can trust that he was faced with temptation in the same ways we struggle every day. The God of the universe faced the effects of sin when he entered our world, and while living in a human body did not make Jesus a sinful being, the choice to sin was still present. He modeled to us a life lived righteously, even in the face of hunger, oppression, and disloyalty. Through the power of the Spirit of God, he resisted, and so can we. It is difficult to grasp, but our wilderness experiences are necessary for growth. We need to experience a complete reliance on God in order to face difficulties with humility and grace. We need to endure and persevere to build physical, mental, and spiritual resilience. How amazing is it that we have a God who can understand our weakness? He is not only aware, but walking right beside us. Prayer. Thank you for meeting me right where I am, and for living a human life to show me how close you have been to my struggle. Help me to learn from the difficult times and lead my kids through their own trials. Help me to rely on your Spirit when I feel like I can't go any further. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.